Hello, this is Alan Fairweather. Now, here's a silly question. When you have to do any public speaking or make a business presentation, do you want people to listen, understand, and accept what you say? Of course you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't have taken the time preparing what you say and loosely worrying about it. However, have you ever considered that people may not be listening to you when you're speaking? If you bear in mind that you could be making a business presentation that leads to a big sale or a contract, then non-listeners could be a bit of a problem. So let's consider some of the reasons people stop listening or don't even start in the first place. They could be nervous or tense. They can't hear you. They can't see you. They can't understand or they're confused. They don't understand the jargon or the technical words. They don't like the look of you. They're physically uncomfortable. They're too hot. They're too cold. They're too stiff. They know what's being said. They're bored or they're tired. They're distracted by the visual aids. They've just remembered they've left the tap running. Or they've fallen in love with the person in the next row. Or they're thinking about what you said 2 minutes ago. These are only some of the reasons people don't listen, and you might think I'm exaggerating the problem. However, if you're giving an important business presentation, then you'd better be sure that you have the audience's full attention. The average adult has an attention span of about 5 to 7 minutes, so it's really easy to lose them. A boring start to a presentation, looking unsure or nervous and hiding behind a lectern, will cause your audience to drift off in their mind. So it's important to start any presentation with a bang and keep moving. Remember the old tell 'em story. Tell 'em what you're going to tell 'em. Then tell them. Then tell 'em what you've told them. It makes sense to ensure people can hear, so make sure your voice is loud and clear. Talk to the people in the back row, and the people in the front row will stay awake. It's important not to use buzzwords or technicalities or jargon. Remember the KISS principle. Keep it simple, speaker. Also, make sure you can be seen by everyone in the room. So stand up, don't sit, don't slouch, and don't hide behind the lectern. Look at the audience individually when you speak. Not the screen, not the walls, not the ceiling, or not out the window. And make sure you look the part by your dress and posture. And don't forget to look friendly and worth listening to. Your visual aids need to enhance what you say and not distract your audience. And don't be afraid of repeating yourself. Just emphasize the main facts of your presentation in a different way. The only thing that will stop an audience in its tracks is passion. This is what makes them want to employ you, to accept what you're proposing, and make them want to marry their son or daughter. Couple this with some energy and enthusiasm, and you have the makings of a great public speaker. After all, you do want them to listen to you, don't you?